reasonable doubt. If God doesn't do it, it can't be done. It can't be done. What we see is what he has allowed. And he will never allow anything to come to your life if he cannot use it for his glory. No, 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 no. If he will not take the glory out of it, it will never have come to you. It will never. No matter the affliction, brethren, that you are going through today, hear me and hear God today. God will use it for his glory. You will look back and say, like David said, it was good that I have been afflicted. Glory to God. Glory to God. Can you imagine? He was afflicted and he said, it's good. Why? Because he knew that it was not how long the journey was. It was how transformed his life became till he get to his destiny. He became a changed person. A sister was testifying. He said, I've asked God, I want to be Christ-like. Then I saw certain things in me that I never thought it was there. Yes, because when you put oil that is impure and you put fire under it, the impurities will first of all come out. It will stay afloat. Then you will pack the impurities so that what is remaining is pure oil. Glory to God. Glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. Blessed be God forevermore. Lift up your two hands. Father, we are grateful to you. Holy Spirit, you've already started doing your work because you're always at liberty to do whatever you want to do. We thank you that you have started with us. Please keep going with us and let it translate to testimonies and praise reports in the life of everyone under the sound of my voice. Blessed be God forevermore. We trust in your word today. Let it bring comfort to us. Let it bring edification. Let it bring, oh God Almighty, courage to us today. Let it challenge us. Let it heal us. Let it deliver us. Let it set the captives free. In Jesus' precious name, we trust you, Lord, to do much more than we have asked. Blessed and great God you are. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. As you are sitting, put your hands together. Applaud your King, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Praise God. I titled today's message, Divine Turnaround. And as God said, this is a season of divine turnaround. We serve a God that is still in the business, the turnaround business. Glory be to Jesus. When God turns to you, it becomes your turn for a supernatural turnaround. Amen. And I believe it is for someone in this place today. God will grant you pleasant surprises. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. The Bible says, from what we have read concerning the life of Mary, you know, the Bible says, many are the plans in a man's heart, in Proverbs 19 and verse 21. But only the counsel of God prevails. Many are the plans in a man's heart. Mary had her own plans. She was engaged to be married. But God came and interrupted the plan. Now, you see, some of the plans that we have are good. But a good plan is not necessarily God's plan. It can be good, but it may not be God's plan. Glory to God. It was a good plan that she was planning to be married. Hello? Was it not a good plan? It was a good plan. But that wasn't the plan of God exactly. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. May you not settle for less than is God's best for your life. Hallelujah. Because God turned to her according to his plan for her life. And it came in that season. It came in the sixth month to turn things around in the life of Mary. Hey, glory to God. If you read Luke chapter 2, we won't go into that. You will see where Mary started. She broke out in songs and started singing. in her song, you will see exactly where her state of mind was before the angel appeared unto her. She was getting married, but she never thought that she was much of a much. Because he said, I'm a woman of low estate. So she never regarded herself as anybody that is worth anything. Is somebody listening to God? She never thought everything in her life was working perfectly as she would have desired it, when she would desire it, how she would desire it. No. So she lets us into the glimpse of how she was thinking before the angel appeared unto her. Amen. But when the angel appeared unto her, it was her turn, and things turned around in her life. God is going to visit someone. In fact, just take a minute, rise up on your feet and say, Father, visit me. Open your mouth and begin to say it. Count me among those that you will visit in this season. Count me among them. Yeah. Count me among those that you will visit from this sixth month of this year. Glory to God. Father, visit me in this sixth month. You are the God that visited Mary in the sixth month. Visit me, O Lord, in this sixth month. As the Lord visits you this month, things will turn and turn and turn round for your favor. In the mighty name of Jesus, receive that turnaround for favor. Receive it now. I can't hear believing amen. No, you say, I receive a turnaround for supernatural favor in this season. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The singer said, Olowo gbogboro. Are you sure he's turning it around in your life? As you continue to sing that song in this 6 months, you will experience the turnaround. You will experience the turnaround. You will experience the turnaround. In the name of Jesus, if you've been scratching and scraping, checking all your trousers, maybe you forgot some money inside it. You know that is scratching and scraping. Hallelujah. If you have been scratching and scraping, it ends this month. It ends this month. Amen. It ends this month. Amen. For this is your month of favor. Amen. Your month of turnaround. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Glory to God. You may be seated. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, precious Holy Spirit. Father, I thank you because you always confirm your word with signs and wonders following. Blessed be your name. Masika Dabajati. Remember Job. In Job chapter 42. The Bible says, and when Job prayed, remember what happened. When Job prayed, let me let you into a secret. Whatever you think you need most right now, whatever you desire from God, whatever it is right now, and you want God to intervene right now and turn it around. I've learned something. And I learned it by the leading of the Spirit. I didn't read it in any book. It didn't even cross my mind in the Bible. I've not even read this part in the Bible. But because I need what I need, I want what I want. You must be prepared to do anything. Glory be to Jesus. I remember many years back, my heart went to a friend of mine, close friend of mine. And I saw her situation. I said, Father, this cannot continue. You've got to do something. In my place of prayer, this was how I prayed. I said, Father, I know that I have needs, and my needs are dire. But do her own first. I can never forget. I wrote it. It's in my book. I said, Father, do her own first. You know, sometimes when you just feel, my own is still a bit better. Do her own first. This thing is shameful. Do her own. I just said it. I don't know where that came from. But because it has been in the scripture, I never saw the scripture. It was later I knew it was that may the Holy Ghost direct your praying. You see, that is when the answer can never fail. That is when you can never pray amiss if it is the Spirit that is directing it. As I prayed that prayer that day, something turned around in the realm of the Spirit. The angels took that prayer as pure incense, presented it upon the mercy seat. Hallelujah. And God said, this one smells good. Angels, get to work. The celestial collaborated with the terrestrial. And things turn around. Hallelujah. It turned around for that, my friend. She was like them that dream. It turned around for me also. I mean, in fact, it was too wonderful. Because the way God answered it, he brought mine and immediately brought my friend's own. Glory to God. The Bible says, and God turned the captivity of Job after that he prayed for his friends. Glory to God. And when you see, when I was reading this, I said, Holy Ghost, show me something in this place. There is still some treasures here. And the Holy Ghost said, you should know that if the Lord asks him to pray for his friends, then Job has always been on his own mind. Maybe some of you, all that is on your mind is you. What I want, what I need, what I want to get, what I desire. It's all about you, you, and you. Everything you pray is about what you need. Your thoughts are about you. Your attitudes are about you. It's all about you. Stop it. Get others on your mind. When you pray for people who are in need of what you are in need of, God will meet your need. Yes. Glory to God. Job was on his mind. Everything was on his mind. It's about his family. Hello. It's about his business that he lost, the family that he lost. It's this one that he did. And God changed it. And until other people came to his mind, he did not get his turnaround. He didn't come. until then. Beloved, Jesus says, behold, I give to you the keys of the kingdom. That's a key you receive today. That is a key that you have received today. And that key will open the right door. You see, you can have a lot of keys until you have the right key to the right door. You can have a bunch of keys like this. If somebody gives you a bunch of keys and say, oh, go to my house and go and pick. I have a box. There is money, dollars, full inside it. You can have it and pay whatever it is that you need to pay for. And he gives you a bunch of keys. He said, it's inside my house. Now, in that house, there are many rooms. So you've got to find the key to open the door to the house. You've got to locate the key that will open the right door where the right blessing is. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord for the key. Lift up your hands and say, Father, I thank you for this key of the kingdom. I receive that key. I receive that key. I receive the key to the kingdom. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. Praise God forevermore. I said, praise God forevermore. If you desire a turnaround, don't allow anyone to get in your way. Don't allow anyone to get in your way. That's another key. You want a turnaround. Don't allow anybody to get in your way. I want everything that God has for me. And I will not allow anybody to get in the way. So I'm not, look, you can say whatever you want to say about me. Glory to God. You know, some of us sometimes, we are not bold enough to declare what God has said. But I'm trusting God that when you leave this place today, you yourself will go into, you know, you surrender and submit yourself to the spirit of prophecy and begin to prophesy over your life. Whether people ask you or not, they don't ask you. You go to them, you prophesy over your life. Yes. Glory to God. You prophesy over your life. Things just don't happen. Yeah. You make them happen for yourself. When you open your mouth, your voice is important. Give the word a voice. Glory to God. So when you leave this place, you meet some people, you say, you know, this is my season of a turnaround. It's my season. You will hear what the person will say. Say, ah, me too. You know what you have done? You have just won yourself. Hallelujah. Oh, I just wish. Oh, the Holy Spirit is wonderful. May you say the right thing. Amen. At the right time. In the right place. Amen. And may you get the right results. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I believe there is a special time that God wants to intervene in our lives in a supernatural way. And this is just the time when God says it's time for divine turnaround. God has set this time for it. As the Bible says, yea, there is a set time to favor Zion. There is always a set time. He's got, just like we sang this morning, he's got times and seasons in his hands. And this month is the beginning of that set time to favor you. To turn things around in your life. He's made up his mind that this is what is going to happen. I always love their people that I just love their stories in the Bible. The Bible says these things are for us. They are to teach us so that we can continue to have confidence in God and have hope. is that woman in John chapter 4, the woman at the well. Her life was in shambles. Couldn't keep a man for a long time. Had been married 4 times. Shacking up with the 5th guy. But a set time came for her for a turnaround in her life. Ah, glory. That day, Jesus visited. You know, you would know that it was not an accidental meeting. Jesus did not accidentally meet that woman at Jacob's well. No, 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 no. Because the scripture told us Jesus was going to Galilee. And the Bible says he was moving from Judea to Galilee. And he said, there is need for me to pass through Samaria. You don't get it. It's like the story of the widow's son who died, and the procession, the burial procession were going, remember? I think it's in Luke chapter 7. They were going, people wailing, weeping, and crying. I mean, feeling sorry for this woman. First she lost her husband, now her only child, her only son. They were going to bury the son. Amen. Now, Jesus was on his way to the head of the synagogue's house. Remember? To go and heal the daughter, Jairus' daughter. That was where he was going. But Jesus, on the way there, saw something, turned to somebody. He became his son. On his way somewhere else. Glory to God. Say, Holy Spirit, do not pass me by. Hey! I don't know where you are going and who you are going to go and bless with favor, but pass by me on your way there. Glory to God. Because when God turns to you, he becomes your turn. It becomes your turn. Glory to God. It was the turn of Jairus' daughter. But God turned to the dead son of that woman. He became his turn. Glory to God. Jesus was going to Galilee. He stood by Samaria, saw this woman. He became her turn because Jesus turned to her. I pray the Lord will turn to you. In this season, he will turn to you and it will become your turn. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. Beloved, God just wants you to believe it. Galatians chapter 3 and verse 9 says, so those who have faith are blessed along with Abraham. Those who have faith are blessed along with Abraham. You can sing Abraham's blessings are mine until you believe they can't be yours. You can be singing it every day. You will not take delivery of it except by faith. What grace has supplied, faith delivers. You must believe. And that's why I'm shouting it to you today. And I believe you have hearing ears and a heart that understand what the Spirit of God is saying expressly to you today. Believe. Just believe that a turnaround is coming your way. And you begin to prophesy it wherever you are to people. This is my season of a turnaround. You look at a situation that looks dead in your life and you say, this is a season for you, this situation to turn around. You speak to that situation. Your challenge will not escape this divine turnaround Oh, I wish I had three people to believe that. Your circumstances will not escape this supernatural turnaround. In the name of Jesus, lack will not escape it. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. God is a speaking spirit. So whatever God proposes to do in a season, he first speaks it. He will first, this is, look, you want to know what God wants to do, he will first speak it. I knew that there is no way Nigeria is going to remain the same. He said it. He said there's going to be a new church. There has to be a new church for there to be a new Nigeria. God said it to me. I told it to a few of my pastor's friends. I mean, this was almost not last year. I was here before that the word came. The word of the Lord came to me. And to those friends that I told it to, they call me now. They say, woman of God, you said this thing. You said this. I said, look, God is a speaking spirit. This is the reason why we all need to have hearing. No wonder he told us this. I said, hearing ears, seeing eyes, and a heart that understand. Because without it, beloved, we will be lost in this world. We will be stranded in the race of life. But God does not want us to be stranded. So he gave us his spirit. And he says he will guide you into all truth and he will show you things to come. So that no matter any situation that you are in, God is speaking. But you know something that you must settle in your heart about God and your walk with God is that the only way to walk with God fruitfully is to trust him. There's nothing else. Beloved, I tell you the truth, I lie not. I stand here by the mercy of God. There is no way you can walk successfully, fruitfully with God if you don't trust him. The reason why many of us are still failing, many of us still do not understand where we are, many of us cannot take delivery of what God has promised, is because we have trust issues with God. We still have trust issues. We can't trust him. But beloved, will you trust him today? Will you trust that he will perform his word in your life? Do you see your turnaround? Can you see it? Because he said to Abraham, as far as your eyes can see, that you will possess. If you can't see it, you can't take possession. Glory be to Jesus. You have to see it. I remember there was one precious lady that brought a car and gave to my husband and I. And she said, the Lord said, you know, I should just drop this car to you. 6 months before then, I saw the car. Some of you will say, that woman of God, that one, it'd be like saying, covetousness. They convert somebody else's property. Hello? But it wasn't. I saw it. I saw myself in it. I saw the make of the car. I saw the color. It was exactly the make. It was exactly the brand. Glory to God. And it came 6 months later. Hello? There was a time. You see, we knew gold, but many of us, all we knew is that yellow gold. Then they started doing one. They say it's white gold. Hello? Then another one came. They say it's rose gold. And I saw, you know, that rose one, it looked fine. So I was checking a magazine, and I saw this one. Well, the price is not too much. And I remember our brother was traveling. Pastor Ade was traveling to England. In fact, he had left. So I now remember I spoke with Sister Fumi and said, please, when is he coming back? So that I want to send him the details about this watch. Let him get it for me. So by the time she got back to me, she said, ah, it's too late because he's already coming the next day. I said, ah! I said, Father, over to you. Because the day I saw it in that magazine, I desired it. And one thing that I said, Lord, yeah, what do you think? Let your daughter shine. You talk to your father now. There are certain, many of you, your prayers, they are too plastic. You are praying to one mighty God. And you say, hello, Dad, that watch, how now? Glory to God. Pastor Ade came back and said, oh, I met Sister, what's her name? Sister Biola. They were members who have, you know, relocated to Britain. He said, I met them, blah, blah, blah. He said, we have to give a gift, to something to mommy. Please help me give this gift to mommy. Pastor Ade never got any information of buying something because it was too late. But God had already gone ahead. By the time he gave, he just presented the gift. It was a rose gold watch. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Beloved, you must get to a point where you and God, you can sit down and do tête-à-tête. The thought of the righteous is right. Proverbs 12 and verse 5. The thought of the righteous is right. I sat once in my office. You remember Brother David in Kaduna? He was with us then. I sat in my office. And I've always loved, you know, the lyrics of the songs by Don Moyne. I felt that God always, you know, speaks through this man. Simple lyrics, but they are powerful. So I've always loved to sing, you know, to listen to his music. And I was saying it, Brother David was in my office, and I said, ah! Lord, where can I get the tapes of this man's song? I really want to be listening to. My heart wants to really, you know, be blessed. My soul is yearning. I don't know how it will come. He was in my office. I said, Brother David, let's just agree. There's nothing impossible with God. 2 days later, somebody came to come and visit me in the office and came with 2 tapes of Don Moyne. Glory to God. Is somebody ready to believe God today for a turnaround? Because nothing is impossible. Forget about doubting God. Just let that go. Believe him. Don't limit God in any way. There is nothing that God cannot do. I was telling somebody, I said, what? You think that is too much for God? I said, it's not too much for God. There is nothing God cannot do. Remember the testimony of the Jeep? For over 6 months, in fact, 1 year, I completely abandoned it in Ibadan when we were going for Brother Tomide's induction. He didn't take me to Ibadan. He stopped by that Four Squares camp. We had to tow it to Ibadan. And that day, I said bye-bye to that car. I said, I'm not spending any crazy money on this car. God will have to do whatever he needs to do. Glory to God. I left it there for over 1 year. You see, some of you are tired. Because you think that the promises and the covenant of God are based on calendar. They are not. The calendar can never cancel out his covenant. So, it was tough to move around. But I know that God will never fail. Hallelujah. Until somebody, I had it in my spirit, go and get a second opinion. Because the mechanic said everything done pafuka. Engine pafuka, gear pafuka. He said, by the time you put everything together, it will run, it's over a million. I said, hey, glory to God. So I left it there. I said, God, if you want us to pick that car, you are the one that you make a way. Until I had that thing, and I called my sister in Abado. I said, this is what I had in my spirit. So she said, I know who to call. And they called the man. He checked it. He said, hey, it's just timing chain. The thing did not cost me up to 60,000. Hello? But it had been there for over a year. I was dancing, praising God. So the day the car, I told my driver to go and pick the car in Ibadan. My sister and I in Ibadan, we were connecting in the spirit. This car must not stop on the road. It must drive straight and come straight to Lagos. And by the time I called my driver, I said, where are you now? Where have you reached? He said, Mommy, at the day, Sally. What? With the car? He said, yes, the car is downstairs. I was rolling like this in my room, giving God praise that you mean this guy will still be resurrected. I don't know your dream that has died. By the anointing today, it shall be resurrected. In the name of Jesus. And when he came that night, he came on a Saturday. That night, preparing for the message for the day, the Spirit said to my spirit, he said, God is a God that exceeds expectation. So I was thanking God. I said, this one, self, this one where you don't do, it don't exceed my expectation. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit will just be laughing. He said, I say, God exceeds expectation. Sunday was the day I was blessed with another car. 24 hours. This is your turn. God will turn to you this season and it shall be your turn. I said, God will turn to you and it shall be your turn. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. He turned a woman in Mark chapter 5 from verse 25. She was referred to in the Bible as a woman with the issue of blood. When she heard that Jesus was coming to town, she made up her mind to defy the laws of the land. Hello? Did you hear what I said? To defy the laws of the land. Now, this is important for you, Christians. Yes. She defied the rules and the regulations and said, look here, the blessings of God cannot be tied to man's codicil, rules, regulations, decrees. It cannot. It cannot. God's promises can never be negated by climatic conditions. Because God is a God that brings fortune even out of a famine. He did it for Isaac. Glory to God. And God is no respecter of persons. He's just looking for people that will trust him. He told Isaac, don't leave where you are. Stay there. Don't go to Egypt. And the Bible says, and Isaac obeyed. That's all. He obeyed. Even though there was famine in the land, he was prospering. The Bible says he waxed great and even very great. In other words, people were saying there's a cast down, but for Isaac, there was a lifting up. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yeah. There is nothing that God cannot do. Absolutely nothing. If you choose to remain committed and faithful to God. Hallelujah. When we say we have this our bulletin now, go give it out to people. Talk to people about Jesus. Some of us will feel that it doesn't. In fact, not because you deliberately or intentionally not want to do it, but because you are so full of yourself. Your mind is filled with you. You have no room for other things, for the lives of people that are perishing around you. You think when God writes something in the Bible, he's joking, he's just saying it for fun? No, God says what he means, and he means what he says. If he says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things that the Gentiles are seeking will be added unto you. He said he will make everything to come to be at your service. Ha! Glory to God. You will ride a car that your check can never write the amount. But what are you talking about? That's what it means. That the things that the Gentiles are seeking, it is delivered. The Bible says it will be added unto you. You are not looking for it, but it will come to you. When God turns to you, it's your turn. There's no two way about it. I think I've done what the Holy Spirit sent me to do today. Just believe God. Do whatever he says. We have a mandate from heaven. Go into all the world, not to sit down and be so fair, so fat that you are constipated in the spirit. Go and win souls. Bring people to come and serve the Lord. Hallelujah. There are people who are waiting for your testimony. Yeah. They are waiting for your test to turn to a testimony. This season they will see it. Amen. This season they will see it. Amen. This season they will see it. Amen. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. Rise on your feet. Rise on your feet. I want you to open your mouth and just begin to thank the Lord. Mary had angelic visitation that turned things around in her life. Favor showed up like never before because God set to turn to her and she received favor. Begin to thank the Lord. Thank him for turning to you, visiting your life, and turning things around in your life. Begin to thank him. Come on, give him thanks. Give him thanks, church. Thank him from the innermost recesses of your heart. Thank him, thank him, thank him, thank him. Give him thanks, give him thanks, give him thanks. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you're here with your anointing oil bottle, bring it out. Today is also anointing service. The anointing of God has already flowed out through his word to you today. The oil itself has no power to bring any transformation. But the power in this oil is the Spirit of the Lord. Hallelujah. The Bible says, according to 1 Samuel chapter 16 and verse 13, then Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the midst of his brethren. And the Spirit of the Lord came upon David from that day onward. From that day forward, the Spirit of the Lord came upon him, and things began to turn around for him. Glory to God. He was at the back of the desert, but the Spirit of the Lord came upon him when he was anointed with oil. And the anointing promoted him to be king. Glory to God. Hallelujah. There's a turnaround coming for someone. Lift up your oil right now, wherever you are. We give you all bottles. On Thanksgiving Sunday, remember and make sure you bring your own bottle. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Open it. Open your bottle. And lift it up. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, we thank you, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are the power in this oil. Through this oil, let that power move. The anointing for a turnaround to every head that this oil shall be poured upon, there shall be a turnaround. Turn around spiritually. Turn around financially. Turn around materially.